This is KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, worldwide at kpfk.org.
And welcome to KPFK's Arts and Review, celebrating the best in live theater and cabaret in the greater Los Angeles area. I am your host, Julio Martinez, and today we're going to be spotlighting an L.A. premiere of a play opening at the International City Theater, which is located in Long Beach. The play is Ms. Holmes and Ms. Watson, Apartment B, by Kate Hamill. So please stay tuned to Arts and Review. Bang, bang. This is Julio Martinez, and many, many, many years ago, International Theater, City Theater, was located in a small space on the campus of Long Beach State College. Well, over the years, it has evolved and moved on up. It is now at the Long Beach Convention Center's Beverly O'Neill Theater at 330 East Seaside Way in Long Beach. And they have long been debuting plays, West Coast, L.A. premieres, many times world premieres, under their artistic director, Karen Desai. So today we're talking about Ms. Holmes and Ms. Watson, and I think we're waiting for Karen Desai to join us, but right now I have the director, Amy Farrell. Are you there?
I am. Hi, how are you?
I am fine. So, Amy, how did this play come to you?
Well, I had heard tell of it. I'd heard rumor of it because it was going sort of the rounds in some regional theaters. And then when Karen decided to do it in the season, she asked if I would read it and give her my thoughts. And I read it and fell in love with it and thought it was funny and moving and loved the perspective. So we had a meeting, Karen and I, and then there you go. We decided to do this thing.
Now it's going to open the 17th, is it not?
Tonight, yeah.
Uh-huh. That is tonight. How about that?
It is.
So why aren't you at the theater?
It's hard to keep track of the days sometimes.
So I'm a bit fascinated by the title, Ms. Holmes and Ms. Watson. Two free-spirited women that solve mysteries and kick butts in the fast-paced and wildly entertaining comic escapade. This is a sassy twist on Arthur Conan Doyle's famous detective series. So, is there a Ms. Moriarty in this?
I don't know. You'll have to come and see how the mystery evolves. There are some surprise, wonderful, iconic Sherlock surprises in the piece, and lots of little Easter eggs if you're a good lover of Sherlock Holmes, of the iconic, and then tons of new wonderful twists and joys and silliness and references to all sorts of things. Kate Hamill did a really beautiful job of, I think, weaving in so many of the great iconic moments and stories that live in the Sherlock universe, I could say, but bringing it to these through the lens of these two wonderful women who are solving mysteries and, like it says, and just having a good old time kicking some butt while they're doing it.
Yeah. Now, the voice I just heard, is that you, Karen?
Yes. Hi. I'm sorry I was a few minutes late. I
That's
apologize.
All right. That's okay.
I looked at the clock and I said, oh, my God.
Two women talking about two women.
There you go.
Oh, how often does that happen, huh?
So, Karen, is this the first play of your new season or the last play of your old season?
It's the last play of our 40th anniversary season. Uh-huh. So Next year, 2026, we start a new decade, our 41st season.
Wow, I remember the first season.
Yes, you do. You worked with us.
Wow, yes. That's incredible.
We have a long history. Yeah.
Yes.
That's so cool. I love that.
We've grown up together.
So when you decide to do a play, you don't have a company, do you? I mean, a company of players.
A company of actors? No, no. We do, you know, I've been working with Michael Donovan casting for a million years, too. And he handles, you know, putting the word out to agents and breakdown services and has been working with us on casting for decades. And in fact, I think next year is his 25th year with me.
Wow.
So, wow. Yeah. Now, you're open tonight.
Correct.
Have you had any preview performances?
Two.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you've had two performances in front of an audience, so you know where the laughs are and aren't.
Well, you know what's so funny about this particular piece, I think, is that even in just the two audiences we've had, there are the consistent laughs and moments, but there's also surprising ones because, like I said, the way that Kate writes this, there are so many references to like multi-generational, multicultural sort of iconic things in pop culture and history. So depending who you are and where you like to sort of nerd out, there are jokes that someone in the audience, you'll hear laugh at something and then another person on the other side gets something. Like one of my friends was there last night and he's a big like music guy. So he got a reference that's a really tiny one, but he just laughed out loud. So it's a fun little, I think there's lots of little surprises in there, and this one's fun.
Now you're running.
That's the trick of performing things like that too, because you can't anticipate a laugh, you know.
Yes.
That would kill timing.
Now you're running through November the 2nd. You're performing Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m. Then you have added performances on Thursday on the 15th and the 16th, also at 7:30 p.m. Now, do I have all that correct?
No. We run Thursday through Sunday the whole time.
Oh, the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah, the 15th and 16th were the preview performances, Julia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get you. Okay. Now that this play is going on, are you also working on what's going to happen next season, Karen?
Absolutely. Of course. Yes. This is the time of year also when, because, you know, we're union, I have to craft my proposal to the union for the season and negotiate. And so we'll see how that goes. They're not very good about getting back to me until like a week before rehearsals need to begin. That's a complaint across the nation of producers. But anyway, and since I just had a producer meeting this morning, you know, which we do nationally since COVID, which every 2 weeks. So that's pretty amazing.
Now, in the old days when you were in an Equity Waiver Theater, you didn't have to deal with all that. But
correct.
You are an Equity company now.
Yeah, well, we have been since 1996.
Oh, yes.
So I did our first Equity production season, and yeah. And you might recall that for 3 years we did both theaters, the campus and downtown.
I remember that.
We knew the downtown was the future, so we let the campus go.
So, yeah, next season looks really fun, Karen. There's some musicals. There's, like, new plays. There's one about Lucille Ball I saw. Like, it's a really cool season. Next season looks like fun.
Can you tell me about the cast?
The cast of this particular,
yes.
Ms. Holmes and Ms. Watson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're wonderful. So we have a wonderful woman, Sarah Walter, plays Holmes, and she is just fabulous and takes us on this whirlwind ride. And then we have the lovely Cheryl Darrow, who is just this spitfire of a little Watson. And so I love their combo together. It's super fun. Because it really is, this is a, it's a, play about friendship. It's really a buddy comedy told through the lens of the mysteries and the female perspective. And then we have just two other actors, Brian Stanton and Tamara Graham, who play all of the other characters.
All
so
the
they
characters.
Play like, I don't know if it's, I think it's 8 to 10 or something. It's a lot. So it's a all over the place and fun screwball silliness. It's good stuff.
Now, I'm assuming there is a villain or a villainess in this. You said I have to come see the show to find that out.
I can't give the mystery away.
No, that's all right.
Kate does do what she does is she takes a few of the iconic stories and then sort of melt and connects them, like connects dots, so they're all connected in this sort of twisted labyrinth of a journey, I guess. So if you're a big Sherlock, like I said, fan, you'll recognize a few of the iconic stories in there. Quite a few, actually. Yeah. So it's not just a single one. It sort of connects them all together.
Okay. Now, I was told that we have two pairs of tickets we can offer to the KPFK listening audience.
Absolutely.
All right.
Wow, cool.
So, you out there in KPFK land, if you're a member of the KPFK family, you can get a pair of tickets to this show. We have two pairs to offer. And you can call 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK. Press 2, and my producer, Donna Walker, will take your names and information, and you just let us know which. Now, is it any performance? Boy?
Yes. Yes.
So,
oh, cool.
So it plays Thursday, Friday, Saturdays at 7:30, Sundays at 2 p.m., running October 17th through November 2nd. And once again, call 818-985-KPFK, or, excuse me, 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK, press 2. So hopefully you will call, because we are part of the Arts and Culture Hour here at KPFK. Donna Walker's Pacifica performance follows mine, so we are the hour when we're not known as the Left of Lenin Theater radio station. So we're happy about that, although we do admire and support all the goals of KPFK. So I'm at the point in the show where I'd like to get personal with you all. Kate, she wrote the play. I can't say that. Amy, how did you get started in theater?
Oh, well, I started quite young, actually, as an actor when I was like 10 or 11 years old. I'm also still an actor. I have gotten to perform on the stage as an actor at ICT quite a few times. So I really had
and she's fabulous.
Oh, thanks, Karen. I'll never give up acting. It's my heart. I love it. I love being on the stage. But the directing, just a voice called me really strongly about a decade ago to move into this position of more of a leadership and more of a voice and things. But yeah, I actually started in Kansas City, where I grew up, Kansas City, Missouri. And my family is all still there. Love my meat and potatoes. And then I went to boarding school up in Northern Michigan at Interlochen Arts Academy, which was really special.
I taught at Interlochen.
You did? Oh my gosh.
I was a music student at the University of Michigan, and mm-hmm. it was a requirement between our junior and senior year to volunteer to assist at Interlochen, and I did that.
Isn't it a beautiful place? It's a really special
place.
I've actually gotten to go back and teach there myself recently, which has been really full circle for me. Yeah, yeah. So since a really young age, and I went to DePaul University, the Goodman School of Drama in Chicago. Did all that, went to New York for a while, and then came to L.A. and is just
what brought you to L.A.?
What
brought you to L.A.?
Well, my now husband and I were, I was living in New York and he was here, and we were trying to figure out which coast was more suitable to the life we wanted to lead. while we continued our careers and maybe, pop out a baby or something like that. So LA seemed more suitable to me. I love New York, but having a kid there made me a little neurotic in my head. So when I moved out here, and it's been great. It's been great. There's wonderful theater here. I do a lot of TV and film as well. So I'm blessed to have a full-rounded career out here. And I did do that baby thing, so also raise a child and have a family. I'm pretty blessed, the
Oh,
full
yes.
plate.
You
Yeah.
started out as an actress, right?
I did,
How did you
yes.
get into
Still am, yeah.
directing?
Yeah, like I just referenced, I love acting, always have. It's my heart. And I just started to feel about a decade ago a calling to, particularly as a woman of a certain age, and it was around the time I had my child, and I was sort of in this new place of really feeling like I wanted to lead more stories and be at the forefront, and have more input on the stories that were being told and how they were told. So directing seemed the natural progression for that. And I've always taught acting along the way too. So I think it organically evolved into also directing right along with continuing to act. And I love it. It's a really interesting, it's artistically to lead a group is really, really fun. And it fills all the things I love about acting as well, which is just that collaboration. How are we all going to work together to tell this story the best way we can? So
Where have you else directed in Los Angeles?
I've directed with Interact
Oh, yes.
Theater Company. Who's they're great, and I've done some work at Occidental College directing, and also I was part of a theater company that I helped to found called Wolfpack.
Oh,
And
wow.
yeah, so a lot of things here and there, and I've been directing more like scripted online plays that are now like with all the podcasts they've created, it's almost a throwback to radio plays where they're doing a lot of platforms are doing scripted works, but in the just the listening podcast world. So that's been a fun thing to direct as well. Yeah.
Well, you've had a lot of experience doing this. Karen, I remember you when you were a student at Long Beach State College. I think you were a student when I first met you, weren't you?
Yes, you're right. I was. Because I was working with ICT, not getting paid for 7 years, but yes, trying to help build this company and finish my education because I was a late bloomer. I didn't have the opportunity to go to school right out of high school, so but I never gave up the
I don't think I've ever
fire.
asked you, where were you raised?
I grew up in the most dangerous city in the U.S. at the time, Camden, New Jersey.
Oh
So
my
I was
God.
a minority, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Aside from wanting to save your life, what brought you to the West Coast?
My ex.
Oh, okay.
That'll do it. That'll do it, Karen.
Oh boy. So we're here at the play. You're going to open tonight. Any possibility this play could extend or move on? Or it's just the final play of the season. Are you locked in?
It's the final play of the season, and we're in a facility that's a busy facility, so I have to I get to put my dates in for 5 years out, and most of the time they respect that, so that I can hold that space for our productions. Yeah, so.
Yeah, this particular play though has been definitely making the rounds a bit the last few years in theaters around the country. So I'm sure it'll pop up in the zeitgeist more. And I think women, this female lens of a lot of iconic classical pieces is a really fun way to connect the past with the present. So I think you'll be seeing more of it around the country and the world. So yeah.
I was
yeah this
unfamiliar.
this is the LA premiere.
Yes, I got that. I'm kind of unfamiliar with Kate Hamill. Has she produced any other, or has she had any other plays produced here in the L.A. area?
I don't know.
You know, she's an actor, too.
All right. So okay. That's okay.
She has a lot of plays. She has done quite a few plays where she takes, like I said, a classical iconic story and sort of flips it on its head in some way to bring it into the modern world. So that is one of the things she does in particular. I think she has a sense and sensibility and a couple other ones like that. But yeah, she's an actor. In fact, when they originated this play, she played Watson.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watson's sort of a reluctant aide to Sherlock, or Ms. Holmes, isn't she?
Yeah, it's an interesting roommate. You know, it's a partnership, though. I think, you know, one doesn't really exist without the other. Holmes sort of gets a lot of the spotlight, but I think of, particularly in this version, Watson is the heart of the piece, you know, and so I think it's fun. If you look at, in lots of different genres, that sort of dynamic duo of the two opposites that come together, the odd couple, sort of iconic archetypes are really fun to explore. And so we do that with this play, which is super fun. Yeah. Yeah. Our Watson is a little of a spitfire, though. She's got some sass to her, which is really fun. So it's not our old stuffy version. It's definitely got some kick to it.
And I want to remind everyone, if you're a member of the KPF family, we have offered two pairs of tickets. So if you call 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK, press 2, you can get a pair of tickets to this show, which opens tonight and is running through November 2nd. So, Karen, I know you start your season in January, don't you?
We start rehearsals in January. It opens in February, yes.
So, do you have anything happening during the holiday season?
No, we have done a holiday show. In fact, for a few years, I did the circus version of A Christmas Carol. Which was a big undertaking. And then the recession kind of killed that. We stopped doing it. So ever since then, we haven't done a holiday show. So, that's our time to prepare subscriptions, get the subscriptions out to everybody that's subscribing and keep selling and, paperwork that you've been wanting to get done.
Yeah, all the work that goes on to, you know, we go and see these plays as an audience member and you just see this wonderful evening. But a lot of work, even before rehearsals, Karen and everyone on the staff at ICT and so many theaters, all the theaters around the country, like there's a lot of work that goes, it's a business all year round to make these beautiful theatrical pieces. Yeah.
So there's as much.
And also, as you know, Julio, we also do six education programs too. So, you know, I mean, we have to write grants for all of that and fundraise because ticket sales don't even pay for a production, let alone, you know, education. And that is such an important component. Arts and education are my passions. And
so the education part, is there anything that a listener to KPFK could call about or could enter, take part in?
Yes, I can tell you right now, Saturday, October 25th, at the theater at 11 a.m., it's a one-hour show. It's free. It's geared to elementary and middle school children, and it's called Proud to Be Me. So that's one of our programs, our free Saturday program, and we have one Saturday, October 25th at 11 a.m. at the theater, free for families.
Oh, wow. That's great. Now, the Beverly O'Neill Theater is located at the Long Beach Convention Center. The address is 330 East Seaside Way, Long Beach, California, 90802. And for more information about what's going on at ICT or to purchase tickets, you can call 562-436-4610, or you can go to internationalcitytheater.org. and that will give you all the information you might want to know about ICT, other than the fact it's a great theater in a great little town. So
you're hired, Julio. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. But I also have to remind you that if you're a member of the KPF family, please take advantage of this. We are the Arts and Culture Hour here. Oh, by the way, Donna Walker's guest coming up is Manuel Oliver, who's in Guac at the Kirk Douglas Theater.
Wonderful.
And what else is she writing to me? And she also have Talise Sade of the Bravo Film Festival. She's in the other room typing as I speak. But I want to thank you both for taking the time to be here, especially on your opening day. I would think you'd be home sleeping.
Amy probably needs that. This one is quite an undertaking. She's done a beautiful job. She's great to work with.
Oh, back at you, Karen.
Well, Karen, I look forward to getting your release about next season. Will there be five plays next season?
Yes. Yes.
And you rehearse, it won't premiere until February, the first
Correct.
Play.
Correct. We open in February. Our next opening night is February 20th, 2026.
Can you give me the name of the play that's opening?
The one that's opening is a musical, I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, which was, I think, the biggest hit off-Broadway for a musical review. And then the next four shows are all premieres.
Oh, wow. I love
And you. I'm so grateful for my adventurous audiences that are willing to subscribe to a season. Like this season was all five premieres. They're willing to take that risk and support ICT doing new works, which is an investment in the future of this art form.
Absolutely.
I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change. I think that's what my wife told me before. But anyway, I want to thank you for taking the time for being here, and I will come out to see this.
Wonderful.
And I'm going to bring my daughter, who lives about four blocks from you. So, and she hasn't been to the theater yet.
But my gosh, we have to introduce her, yes.
Okay.
Just let me know when, and I'll make sure you have tickets.
And I want to thank you both for taking the time. I didn't get to see you because you Zoomed in, but your voices are lovely.
Well, thank you so much for your support of theater, not just for ICT, but for so many. It's so appreciated.
Well, I thank you, and goodbye for now. Hopefully, I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And everybody, please stay tuned for Donna Walker's Pacifica Performance Showcase.